विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य श्रुत श्रीमदवे चरणारिन भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य श्रुत श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नवाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 10. Prayalpaisha Sabhya Kalavasmin Yuge Janah Mandaha Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hyupadritah प्रायणल्पायुषः सभ्य कलावस्मिन् युगे जनाः मन्दाः सुमन्दमतयो मन्दभाग्या ह्युपद्रिताः प्रायणल्पायुषः सभ्य कलावस्मिन् युगे जनाः मन्दाः सुमन्दमतयो मन्दभाग्या ह्युपद्रिताः। Prayana, almost always. Alpa, meager. Ayushaha, duration of life. Sabhya, member of a learned society. Kalao, in this age of Kali, Parva. Asmin, herein, Yuge, age, Janah, the public, Mandah, lazy, Sumanda Matayah, misguided, Mandabhagyah, unlucky, he and above all, Upadratah, disturbed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Purport. The devotees of the Lord are always anxious for the spiritual improvement of the general public. When the sages of Naimisharanya analyzed the state of affairs of the people in this age of Kali, they foresaw that men would live short lives. In Kali Yuga, the duration of life is shortened, not so much because of insufficient food, but because of irregular habits. By keeping regular habits and eating simple food, any man can maintain his health. Overeating, sense gratification, over-dependence on others' mercy, and artificial standards of living sap the very vitality of human energy, and therefore the duration of life is shortened. The people of this age are also very lazy, not only materially, but in the matter of self-realization. The human life is especially meant for self-realization. That is to say, man should come to know what he is, what the world is, and what the Supreme Truth is. Human life is a means by which the living entity can end all the miseries of the hard struggle for life in material existence, and by which he can return to Godhead, his eternal home. But due to a bad system of education, men have no desire for self-realization. Even if they come to know about it, they unfortunately become misguided. They become victims of misguided teachers. In this age, men are victims not only of different political creeds and parties, but also of many different type of sense gratificatory diversions, such as cinemas, sports, gambling, clubs, mundane libraries, bad associations, smoking, drinking, cheating, pilfering, bickering, and so on. Their minds are always disturbed and full of anxieties due to so many different engagements. In this age, many unscrupulous men manufacture their own religious faiths which are not based on any revealed scriptures. And very often, people who are addicted to sense gratification are attracted by such institutions. Consequently, in the name of religion, so many sinful acts are being carried on that the people in general have neither peace of mind nor health of the body. The student communities are no longer maintained. The householders do not observe the rules and regulations of the grihastha ashrama. Consequently, the so-called vanprastha and sannyasis who come out of such grihastha ashramas are easily deviated from the rigid path. In the Kali Yuga, the whole atmosphere is surcharged with faithlessness. Men are no longer interested in spiritual values. Material sense gratification is now the standard of civilization. For the maintenance of such material civilization, man has formed complex nations and communities, and there is a constant strain of hot and cold wars between these different groups. It has become very difficult, therefore, to raise the spiritual standard due to present distorted values of human society. The sages of Naimisharanya are always anxious to disentangle all fallen souls, and here they are seeking the remedy from Srila Shukadeva. Shlashtuto Goswami. Omagyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class.
So seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a very famous, very oft quoted verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. The symptoms of Kali Yuga are described. So the sages of Naimisharanya, they are asking Suta Goswami to describe about the essence of all the topics. They will question in the next verse, it will come. Because Prabhupada writes, devotees are always anxious for the spiritual improvement of the general public. So therefore the sages of Naimisharanya, although they are very much nicely situated in spiritual life, but they are not just interested in their own life, they are interested in welfare of everybody. Just like we hear about Vyasadeva also. He compiled all the Vedas because he was thinking about the welfare of people in general. Bhautikanam cha bhavanam shakti rasam cha tatkritam ashraddha dhanan nisatvan durme dhan rasitayusha. So Vyasadeva, he saw that people of Kali Yuga, they would have less life, they would be faithless, they would have very unfortunate lives. Durbhagamsya janan viksya muni divyena chakshusha. Because Vyasadeva was having a divine vision, he could see the unfortunate condition of people of Kali Yuga. So therefore, he wrote all the Vedas. So that's how the sages of Naimisharanya, they are also asking for the welfare of people in general. And therefore they are asking that, please tell us only the essence. Because, you know, the word prayena means not everyone has a short life, but many people have short life in this world. And so they are saying, but all other humans except Shaunaka and other sages, they had short lives. Because Shaunaka and other sages, they had very long lives. So therefore the question is asked about the welfare of others. They are not interested in their own welfare because they are very much nicely situated in this spiritual life. So this Alpa Ayusha, the question is asked for those who are having Alpa Ayusha, those who are short lives. So that means, you know, the sacrifice which they were doing, it was supposed to go for 1,000 years. So they were thinking that anyways humans, people of Kali Yuga, they will not live for long life. So what is the use of all this long sacrifice of 1,000 years? So somebody may question, okay, the question which these people are asking, these sages are asking, they may be beneficial for humans. What about them? You know, the sages, they are not thinking about themselves. So actually, it is described that the Suta, the leader of the assembly, Suta Goswami was appointed as a leader of assembly. Yani Veda Vidam Sreshta. So what is the qualification of Suta? Suta had all virtues, you know, worthy of this assembly of great sages. What is that virtue? He was ready to reply to all the questions. So whether it pertains to those for a short life or for a long life. So therefore, Suta Goswami was qualified to answer the questions pertaining for people who have short lives and those who have long lives. So therefore, the word sabhya is used. Prayena alpa ayusha sabhya. Sabhya means one who is capable of answering questions for everybody. So this Ugrashrava, the son of Romharsan Suta, he is called a sabhya. Sabhya means the member of learned society who is qualified to answer all the questions of people, either having long lives or short lives. So therefore, they are asking Suta Goswami, please describe Krishna Katha. Because in the 18th chapter, it will come that what has happened is we are doing all this sacrifice and only one benefit has happened. Our faces have become black. Dhumra dhumrat manan bhavan. Apayati govinda krishna padasavam madhu. So please give this nectar of Krishna Katha. So Prabhupada also writes, in Kali Yuga, the duration of life is not shortened because of shortage of food, but because of improper and irregular eating habits. So one time Nandakumar Prabhu, he recalls that he was with Prabhupada and he had come from background where he would eat, you know, he was from California and he was from raw food background. He would eat raw food, salads, fruits, simple foods. But then he joined temple and then he started eating everything. But then he got an opportunity to become Prabhupada's servant. So he thought, now I have some, you know, space, I can, you know, eat whatever I like to eat. I was eating my whole life. But then he was thinking, better I should clarify with Prabhupada, is it right thing? So he came to Prabhupada once, and when he was taking prasad, Prabhupada was taking prasad, and he asked about the situation. So Prabhupada said, actually raw diet is the best diet for Krishna consciousness. It's simple, it keeps your body healthy and clear. And then Prabhupada said, we don't tell masses about it because most people can't follow it. And we don't want them to get distracted from this path. Otherwise people will be only into health consciousness and they'll not become Krishna conscious. You know. So don't ask after the class. So, because people have uncontrolled senses and they cannot eat what is proper for the body, so therefore they suffer. And therefore people, they want to squeeze the last drop of pleasure which they can get from this body. Because desires are unlimited. Till the last moment of life, people want to enjoy. In the 13th chapter, it comes, when Vidura, he comes back, he chastises Dhritarashtra royally. Andhapurai vadhiro manda pragyascha sampratam vishina danta mandagni saragam kafamudvahan. You have become so old, already you are blind, now you have become deaf also. Manda pragya, your intelligence is not working properly. Your teeth are falling, and when you are breathing, you are, you know, producing all types of ragas, you know, because cough is coming out. Aho mahiyasi janto jivitasha yatha bhavan bhima pavarjitam pindam adatte grihapalavat. Just see the desire of living entity to live in this world. Jivit asha. Just like Bhima would come and he would just give some food, and Dhritarashtra was surviving like that. So therefore, that is a situation of people many times in this Kali Yuga. They want to enjoy it at the last breath. So Prabhupada writes, overeating, very interesting statement Prabhupada is making here. Overeating, over sense gratification, over dependence on others' mercy, and artificial standards of living sap the very vitality of human energy. So therefore, what should we eat, what should we not eat, that is also refined science. And Prabhupada has always mentioned, you know, the food which is required to be eaten, you know. So one should eat things at the right time, in the right way. So one time, Balbhadra Prabhu, you know, he recalls that. That is in 1971, Prabhupada was in Berkeley Temple, and he was Prabhupada's servant. So he came and he gave hot milk to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was using a spoon to sip milk. So, and then Prabhupada said on his own, you know, milk should be taken sipping hot. If it is cooler than that, then it goes into urine. You know. But if you take it sipping hot, it nourishes the finer brain tissues. And then he saw that, you know, after a few minutes, you know, Prabhupada just put that glass down because the milk had become cold. So Prabhupada also, by his personal activities and personal instructions, he would tell how to eat also properly. As 12th canto describes that, as Kali Yuga progresses, so many things go down. Tatashchanudinam dharma, satyam, shaucham, shama, daya, kalena balina rajan nangshati, ayu, balasmriti. So as Kali Yuga is progressing, so many things are decreasing. Satya, truthfulness, cleanliness, mercifulness, all these things are going down. So the sages are saying kalau asmin. So this kalau asmin is a very interesting word. It says, actually with this view in mind only, the sages have used the word in this Kali Yuga. Because specially in this Kali Yuga, the lives are particularly short. It does not happen in all the Kali Yugas. Asmin kalau. In this Kali Yuga, the lives of humans are specially short. And this Yuga word is interesting, we'll discuss after some time. Kalau asmin yuge. So yuge is a very interesting word. So after that, they use the word janah. So what is the meaning of janah? Jana means the created ones. So the jivas, they are born and created by the highest truth, supreme absolute truth. We are part and parcels of Krishna. We are amshas.
So by taking the human body, you know, living entities, they get involved into the blemish and the defects very easily. That is the meaning of janaha. So after describing the natural and ordinary blemishes of a living entity, now they are focusing on the four other blemishes which arise because of the past actions. Sumanda, sumanda matayo, manda bhagya upadrita. These are the four blemishes which arise because of the past actions. They are acquired by us. All other, so far, they were default setting of Kali Yuga, but these are acquired because of the faults of a living entity. So Chakravarti Thakur writes that mandaha means if they have a long life by chance, you know, by chance if somebody lives a long life, they are lazy to investigate about the spiritual topics. So Prabhupada also writes, people are also very lazy, not only materially, but in the matter of self-realization. Materially, people may be very active, working so very hard, morning to evening. And Prabhupada, he would give lots of chastisement for, you know, karmis who are working and, you know, wasting their time uselessly. You know, as we know the story, one time a businessman, he came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, I have one factory in Delhi, one factory in Jaipur. I am so busy, I am not getting even sleep. Prabhupada said, no problem, you give us your factories and you go to sleep nicely. You know. So then this person became a little worried. No, Swamiji, I'll find time for Krishna also. So as he was leaving, then Prabhupada said, one of his disciples, he told, please take his address. So this person became more intimidated. He said, no, no, Swamiji, I will return, don't worry. No, 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 but we should be also able to come to you. Please give your address. You know. So that is the situation of people of Kali Yuga. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Ninam Santi Sahasrasha Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. People of Kali Yuga, they have hundreds of topics to talk about. You know. When two people they meet, they go on talking. You know, they will go on speaking about other person for 1 hour, and then after 1 hour they will say, "Jane dono apne ko kya karne ka hai," you know. So that is what is happening. You know, then why you spend 1 hour talking? You know, so that is the situation of people many times. You know, as Prabhupada, he was walking once on a morning walk, and he saw one old retired gentleman playing golf. And he was talking very cordially with that person, and then after that Prabhupada left, and then he said, just see, he has become retired now and he's putting his whole energy to put a ball in a hole, you know. So that is what is happening. People, they don't know how to utilize this human life, which is specially meant for self-realization. So Prabhupada writes, the man should come to know what he is, what the world is, and what the supreme truth is. Kyami kene amar jare tapatre. So this is what is spiritual value, spiritual realization a living entity has to cultivate. As Rishabhdev also says, Prabhupada has quoted this verse many times, Nayam deho deh bhajam niloke kashtan kaman arhati vid bhujange. The sense gratification is available even for a stool eating hog. Tapo divyam. Therefore, one should not spend his life in all the useless pursuit of sense gratification. As Prahlad Maharaj is also telling to his classmates, Sukham aindriyakam daitya dehinam deha yoginam sarvatra labhyate daivad yatha dukham mayatnataha. Oh my friends, the happiness is available in all the species of life. Tat prayaso na kartavyo yatha ayu vayaparam. Therefore, tat prayaso na kartavyo. One should not endeavor for sense gratification of this world. Na tatha vindate shemam, because the sense gratification will not give us shema, the highest welfare. What is that? Mukunda charana ambuja. One will not attain the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda. Therefore, one should endeavor for that which is not available even in the 14 planetary systems. Tasyeva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate yad bhramatam upar yadaha na labhyate. that happiness which is not obtained even in the 14 planetary systems, that one should endeavor for. Otherwise, people, even if they come to some sadhu or saintly personality, they will ask for some mundane benediction. You know, one person came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, please give me your mercy. So Prabhupada, he pointed to a brahmachari who was sitting, shaved head. He said, if I'll give you my mercy, you'll become like him. Do you want my mercy? He said, no, Swamiji, I'm happy. Thank you very much. I'm going. You know? So therefore, Prabhupada writes, although this whole world is full of, you know, materially surcharged environment, and especially the modern education system, Prabhupada would call slaughterhouses. So therefore, our job is to wake up from this sleeping condition. That is what jiva jago, Gaura Chandra bole. You know, Mahaprabhu is calling again and again. That's what Kaviraj Goswami describes. Nitya baddha Krishna hoite, nitya bahirmukh, nitya samsara bhunje nara kadi dukh. Nitya baddha, living entity, because he is conditioned since immemorial time. He is suffering the threefold miseries of the material world. Nitya samsara bhunje nara kadi dukh. Sei doshe maya pishachi dandakare tare adhyatmikadi tapatraye tare jari mare. Because of the desire for enjoyment, sei doshe, that is a fault. Maya pishachi dandakare tare. Maya Devi punishes a living entity by adhyatmika, adhibhautika and adhidaivika miseries. And as a result of that, what happens? Kama krodhera dasahiya taralati khai. Bhramite bhramite yadi sadhu vaidyapai. And then he becomes a servant of kam and krodh, and he becomes kicked by material energy again and again. Bhramite bhramite yadi, but by some good fortune, sadhu vaidyapai. He gets a devotee physician, Prabhupada translates. You know, sadhu vaidyapai, because devotee, so just like in the earlier times, people, they had the quality of curing one, the person who is bitten by snake, just by chanting mantras. So the devotee physician also gives a mantra. Say, he says, Tara upadesha mantre pishachi palaye Krishna bhakti paaye tabe Krishna nikate aaye. And because devotee, he gives connection to Krishna. He gives the mantra. What is that mantra? The chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And therefore a person can come close to Krishna. So this is a manda situation of a person of Kali Yuga. Sumanda. Even if somebody is not lazy, he is unintelligent. Because even if sometimes one gets connected to the process of Krishna consciousness, gets the process of bhakti, but he does not have the intelligence to understand what he has got. He thinks, oh, it is in some ordinary thing. Although it is a diamond, he considers it to be an ordinary stone. So Prabhupada writes, Prabhupada speaks one time. First class intelligence means you do what needs to be done without anyone telling you to do. Second class intelligence is, I say you do this and that and you do it. Third class intelligence means, I say you do this and that and you go run out of the room, come back and ask, what are you supposed to do? You know. So people of Kali Yuga, you know, although they may not be lazy, but they are many times not intelligent. They don't take to this process. Maeva mamadhamasyapi syateva achyuta darshana. Akrura is saying, somehow by some great fortune, I'll get the darshan of Lord. So that is a fortunate situation, but people who are unintelligent, they don't understand this. What is the greatest fortune? Vayam dhanyatama lokesh gropi shatra bandhava Vayam pibamo muhustatva punyam hari kathamritam. So Parikshit Maharaj is saying, we are most fortunate. Vayam dhanyatama loke. We are getting chance to drink this nectar of hari katha. So the chance to get connected to a bona fide process of Krishna consciousness, it is very, very rare, and only intelligent can understand it. Sumedha saha. Only intelligent people can understand. One time Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, he was recalling that before he came in touch with Prabhupada, he was connected to one guru. He had a spiritual master, and almost 3.5 years he was connected to that person. But this person would always tell Bhakti Tirth Maharaj that, "I am not your guru. Your guru will come to you in some time." And then he says, he told, "Do you know actually who is your guru? You want to know who is real Jagat Guru?" So he said, "Yes, please tell me." 3 times he asked the same thing. "Do you really want to know?" He said, "Yes, please." So he said, "His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Krishna Consciousness Movement, is the real Jagat Guru. And please, you go to him. I was teaching you so far because, you know, you had some spiritual inclinations. And I was training you so that you can connect to Srila Prabhupada." So Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, then he came and got connected to Krishna Consciousness, started practicing. After 6 months, again he went to this. After a couple of years, he again went to this teacher. And he had some questions. So when he asked this question to, you know, his previous teacher, he became furious. He said, "You have met your spiritual master, but still you are asking me? Why are you asking me questions? You know, do you want me to offend Srila Prabhupada?" So this person, he was not a devotee, but still he knew the power of Srila Prabhupada. So the, you know, fortune of getting connected to Krishna consciousness is, you know, unimaginable. And if somebody is not intelligent, he will not understand this process. Even if somebody is manda, not lazy, not intelligent also, but manda bhagya, he is unfortunate because he gets misguided by teachers, by the bogus teachers. I know there was one time so-called incarnation. He was telling that, "I am God," and so many people were coming to him. And he was saying the general philosophy, "You do whatever you want, you do all the sense gratification, just chant this mantra." So somebody came to Prabhupada and said, "Swami, Prabhupada, this person is propagating like this. So what are you saying about it?" Prabhupada said very strongly, he said, "This is all nonsense. If that is the case, then, you know, pig should be the greatest sannyasi. Because he is engaging in all sense gratification. So therefore, even if somebody is not lazy, not unintelligent, but still many times he is misguided by, you know, bogus gurus. Nate vidu swarth gatim hi Vishnu, durashayaye bahirarthamaninaha, andha yathandhir upaniyamana tepi shatantraya murudam nibaddha." So because people, they don't know the real goal of life, many times they are following the blind. It is like blind following a blind person. So that is the understanding of people who are mand bhagya. So one who gets, as Varanpuru says, one who gets association of devotees is fortunate. One who gets to hear in association is more fortunate. And one who gets to hear repeatedly is most fortunate. So therefore, just by coming in touch with Srila Prabhupada, we have become most fortunate. How that fortune is obtained, you know. So Chakravarti Thakur, he writes in Madhure Kadambini very nice. How this fortune is obtained. Yadrichhaya matkathado jata shraddhasya puman na nirvinno nati sakto bhakti yogasya siddhita. So he says, yadrichhaya. Yadrichhaya means own volition. It comes on its own. What does that mean? So he analyzes, what is the cause of bhakti? Is pious activity the cause of bhakti? So if that is the case, then bhakti becomes dependent on pious activities. That cannot be possible because bhakti is completely independent. Then he says, Supreme Lord's mercy is the cause of bhakti. He says, if that is the case, then why Supreme Lord is not giving mercy to everybody? That means Lord is partial. That cannot be the case. So if bhakti is a result of causeless mercy of Krishna, then Krishna should give mercy to everybody. That can also be, that is also not the case because not everybody is becoming devotee. So then he says, actually, the bhakti which is there in the heart of devotee is the cause of bhakti. So ultimately, devotee is the cause of giving bhakti to somebody else, because the devotion is there in the heart of bhakti. And he makes a very nice statement. Supreme Lord is subservient to his devotees' wishes, and therefore he emulates his devotees in dispersing mercy. If devotee says, okay, give him mercy, O my Lord. Aham bhakta paradhino nahiya swatantra iva dvija sadhuvir grastaridayam bhaktair bhakta janapriya. I am not independent. So therefore, whatever my devotee says, okay, Krishna, give him this mercy. I cannot refuse that. So that is the mercy of devotees. That is a fortune. One time, you know, Bhaja Hari Prabhu, he recalls that he was on morning walk with Prabhupada and with many devotees were there. And they passed by some young hippies who were sleeping on the bench. So Prabhupada, he commented that time, by fortune, all these persons can come to Krishna consciousness. So this Bhaja Hari Prabhu, he became little confused. He thought, because Prabhupada, he was thinking that, you know, Prabhupada had told that there is nothing called chance. So he wanted to clarify, what does this mean? By fortune, all these can come to Krishna consciousness. So because if that is chance case, that is like throwing off a dice, you know, by chance he a devotee ban gaya, you know. That is not possible. That is not the case. So he asked Prabhupada, you made that statement. What does actually mean to by chance, you know, by chance they can, by fortune they can come to Krishna consciousness. What is that fortune? So Prabhupada, he, you know, pointed his cane towards Bhaja Hari Prabhu and said, we are their good fortune. You know? So that was Prabhupada's humility. He was not saying, I am their good fortune. So only devotee's mercy is the cause of good fortune. You know, annam hi praninam prana artanam sharanam toham dharmam vittam ninam pretya santo arvag abhibhyato aranam. So Krishna is telling to Uddhava, O Uddhava, just like food is the life of all the creatures, just like I am the shelter of all the distressed, just like religion is the wealth for those who are passing from this world, similarly, my devotees are the only refuge for people who want to cross this ocean of material existence. So this fortune is association of devotees. Who is qualified for bhakti? Kenapi ati bhagyena. What is ati bhagya? Only association of devotee is that fortune. That's what, you know, Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, by association of devotees, one becomes fortunate. Somehow, people not lazy, not unintelligent, you know, not, you know, unfortunate, but still, upadrita. Even if they come to Krishna consciousness, they are affected by sickness and all the other problems. Shutritridhatubhirima muhraddimana shitoshnavat varsha itarittaracha. Kamagnina sakalayoni shudahyamana sampashyato manaurukrama siddhateme. Brahmaji is saying, when I am seeing the fallen condition of people of Kali Yuga, they are suffering so much. They are suffering externally, shut, trit, tridhatu. Hunger, thirst, and three elements always disturbed, kapha, vata, pitta. That is internal problem. Then externally, shita, ushna, vata and varsha. That is not sufficient. Subtle also they are disturbed. Kama agnina. The insatiable fire is burning in the mind. So this is all disturbing a living entity so much. So people of Kali Yuga, even if they get connected to Krishna consciousness, still they are disturbed by external problems and internal problems. So Prabhupada writes, in this age, men are victims not only of political creed and parties, but also of different types of sense gratificatory activities. These are all external problems. You know, cinemas, sports, gambling, club, mundane libraries, smoking, drinking. So all these are the external problem a living entity suffers. And then internally also they are suffering through so many of the mental disturbances. Chakravarti Thakur writes, even if he does hear, he cannot discern the highest goal for human being and then carry out actions to attain it. So So therefore, people of Kali Yuga, their minds are always full of so many anxieties, so many engagements, so many things to do. They cannot focus on Krishna consciousness. That is the unfortunate situation of people of Kali Yuga. And then there are so many anarthas which are troubling a living entity. And when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, you know, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes in the Madhuri Kadambini, there are so many disturbances. There are so many obstacles in this path of bhajan. The anishthita bhajan, he says, there are six obstacles. First is utsaha mai. You know, we see new people when they come, they are so very enthusiastic, you know. Probably whatever you say, I am ready to do. Unlimited enthusiasm, and other days they are missing. Not to be seen only, you know. Sometimes so very enthusiastic. Krishna consciousness is all wonderful. Why? Because I have taken to it. You know. That is their utsaha. Then ghana tarala. Sometimes enthusiastic, sometimes very lethargic. Then they are always confused. What should I do? Should I devote myself completely to this process? Should I shave up? Should I join temple? Or should I, you know, become a grihastha, take care of my family members? So many things, they are disturbed. They cannot decide how should I progress in Krishna consciousness. And then they are disturbed by Vishaya. Vishaya Sangar. The sense gratification is always disturbing a living entity. Especially the sadhakas. So therefore we may be thinking, oh, is Krishna aware of my problems? I am suffering so much. So Krishna says in Uddhava Gita, Jata Shraddho Mat Kathasu Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu Veda Dukkhatmakan Kaman Parityagopyanishwaraha Tato Bhajet Mam Prita Shraddhalu Dhrinishchaya Jushamanashatan Kaman Dukkho Darkam Shagarhayan. A devotee, sadhaka, he has faith in my katha. He has given up sense gratification because he knows sense gratification leads to misery. Still, he is not able to control the senses. Then what he should do? Tato bhajet mam prita. Still, he continues serving me with faith and determination. Vishaya sangar. And then, other problem, other obstacle is niyamakshama. Niyamakshama means, many times as devotees, we also try to increase our vows. You know, 16 rounds is not enough. We'll try to increase, you know. From tomorrow, I will chant, you know, 24 rounds or 32 rounds. One day, 2 days, then gone. Niyamakshama, that is also an obstacle. And then last obstacle, Chakravarti Thakur says, is Taranga Rangini. When a devotee is very nicely situated in this path of bhakti, everybody knows, oh, this Prabhuji is such a wonderful and fantastic devotee. Very steady. Then what comes? Name, fame, recognition. That is another great obstacle. So all these are upadritah. So then this word yuge is very, very interesting. So by the word yuge, it means the worshipful nature of those persons who take birth in this Kali Yuga is indicated by that. People, although they are in Kali Yuga, they are manda, sumanda, manda bhagya, upadrita, but still they are worshipful. There are many pure devotees in Kali Yuga. That's what, you know, Krishna is telling to Uddhava, Karbhajan Rishi is telling to Nimi Maharaj, that even sages of Satya Yuga, they want to take birth in Kali Yuga. Because Kritadishu Praja Rajan Kalavichanti Sambhavam Khalau Kalau Khalu Bhavishyanti Narayana Parayana. Because in Kali Yuga, there are many great devotees of the Lord. So this is the wonderful, you know, opportunity Kali Yuga has. Even though it is full of faults, but still, there are so many pure devotees. So Gaur Krishna Maharaj, he was telling in one of his lectures, he was telling that, you know, actually why Satyuga sages, they want to come here? They are also qualified. They are much more qualified. You know, just like he was giving an example, just like in an entrance exam, there is a reservation. You know? So even scholar people, they think, chalo yaar, reservation se milega to kam mehnat karna padega, you know. So sages are thinking, chalo, you know, if we'll take birth in Kali Yuga, then the same, we'll have to do less endeavor and will attain Krishna. So that does not mean sages of Kali Yuga are less qualified than people of sages of Satya Yuga. They are less qualified. They are much more qualified. So this fortune is awarded by, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all of us. That is a mercy. That is the epitome of mercy which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to all of us. Ei gupta bhava sindhu brahma napa eka bindu hena jana bilaila samsare. Aiche dayalu avatar, aiche data nahi ar guna keha nare varni bare. The ocean of prema which was not revealed so far. Brahma napai ek bindu, even Brahmaji is not able to get even a drop of it. Hena dhana bilaila samsare. Mahaprabhu came and distributed this mercy to everybody. Apanikari aswadane shikhaila bhakta gane prema chinta mani prabhu dhani. So Mahaprabhu is himself rich of this love and he is not seeing, oh, he is qualified, he is not qualified. Yare tare koila dan Mahaprabhu data shiromani. Mahaprabhu is the best of the givers of benediction. Even when Durga Devi, Maya Devi came to, you know, test Haridas Thakur and ultimately she became disciple of Haridas Thakur. She is saying, Chaitanya avatare vahe premamrita vanya. Sabhajiva preme bhase prithvi hoila dhanya. Je banya jena bhase sei jiva char. Koti janme kabhutar nahi kanistar. Chaitanya avatar. Mahaprabhu has taken avatar and he has, you know, given this prema vanya, river of love of God. So if somebody does not take advantage of this nectar, then he is most condemned personality. So, and Mahaprabhu, he took all the pains, he took sannyas. What was the need for him to take sannyas? He had such wonderful wife, mother, all loving associates. They were ready to do anything for Mahaprabhu, but still he took sannyas. Because he wanted to deliver even those who are not getting benefited by his mercy. So, Mahaprabhu was thinking that there are some people who are not taking advantage of my mercy. You know. Mayavadi karmanishtha kutarkigan nindaka pashandiyat paduya adham. Mayavadis, those who are karmis, those who are lowest of the students, they are not taking advantage of my mercy. Sei sab mahadaksha dhaiya palaya sebanyaya tasabar chuite narila. So all these are running away from my mercy. So what I'll do? कहा देखी महाप्रभु करेन चिंतन. इस महाप्रभु इज थिंकिंग व्हाट शुड आई डू टू डिलीवर दीज पर्सनैलिटीज. जगत डुबाईते आमी करेलू यतन. आई एम ड्राइंग टू ड्राउन द एंटायर वर्ल्ड एंड दीज पीपल आर रनिंग अवे फ्रॉम माई मर्सी. सो देयर फोर ही टुक संन्यास टू गिव मर्सी टू एवरीबडी. दैट इज द फॉर्चून विच इज अवेलेबल टू एवरीबडी ऑफ अस. So although this Kali Yuga, if somebody he reads this verse, he may think there is already so many problems are there on top of that. Why to add one more problem of hearing and chanting? You know, japa bhi karna hai so many. No, but this is the greatest fortune we have. You know, the association of devotees, the chance to serve Krishna, chance to serve the devotees, chance to realize that I am not this body, I am soul, I am part and parcel of Krishna. That is the greatest fortune which is available even in this Kali Yuga. And that's how we can make our life perfect. By reading scriptures, reading Bhagavatam, association of devotees. You know, as Mahaprabhu, as Kaviraj Goswami writes that if somebody is not reading regularly the scriptures, Yai lila amrita bine khaye adi anna paane tabe bhaktera durbala jivan yare ek bindu paane utfullita tanu mane hase gaye karo enartane. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Yehi Leela Amrit Bina, if somebody is not drinking this nectar of Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan, Khaya Di Annapane, he is eating prasad properly. Tabe Bhaktera Durbala Jivan, the life of a devotee will become weak. Yara Ek Bindu Pane, but if somebody takes even a drop of it regularly, he will become happy, enlivened, Hase Gaye Koroye Nartane. So that is the opportunity which is available to everybody of us. So therefore Prabhupada writes, the sages of Naimisharanya are anxious to disentangle all fallen souls and here they are seeking the remedy from Srila Suta Goswami. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.